Biologists and non-biologists alike have often implied that classification has no intellectual content, that it is simply a glorified exercise in filing. How shocking. In truth, when we look at the development of the science of classification over the past 400 years, since the first serious probings in the 16th century, we see a shift in the overall perception of living things and of our place among them that is as profound as the sea change in cosmology that began with Nicholas Copernicus. Before Copernicus, cosmologists assumed that Earth was the centre of the universe, for this idea came from classical astronomers and conformed with the Christian view of the relationship between man and God. But in the early 1500s, Copernicus suggested that the sun, not Earth, is fixed, that the planet is subordinate to the star. Galileo, in the early 17th century, extended the idea, and by the late 20th century, cosmologists conceived of Earth as an ordinary planet orbiting a mediocre star near the edge of just one among billions of galaxies. As the geocentric universe faded away, so too, at least in its primordial form, did the anthropocentric universe.